one of your Northmen hit me with a Morning Star during the battle on the Green Fork. I escaped him by falling off my horse." His grin turned into something softer as he studied her face. "Is it grief for your Lord Father that makes you so sad?" "My father was a traitor," Sansa said at once, "and my brother and Lady Mother are traitors as well." That reflex she had learned quickly. "I am loyal to my beloved Joffrey." "No doubt. As loyal as a deer surrounded by wolves." "Lions," she whispered without thinking. She glanced about nervously, but there was no one close enough to hear. Lannister reached out and took her hand and gave it a squeeze. "I'm only a little lion, child, and I vow I shall not savage you." Bowing, he said, "But now you must excuse me. I have urgent business with Queen and Council." Sansa watched him walk off, his body swaying heavily from side to side with every step, like something from a grotesquerie. "He speaks more gently than Joffrey," she thought. "But the Queen spoke to me gently, too. He's still a Lannister, her brother, and Joff's uncle, and no friend." Once she had loved Prince Joffrey with all her heart, and admired and trusted his mother, the Queen. They had repaid that love and trust with her father's head. Sansa would never make that mistake again.